You are now listening to Ride With Me, the Flatarity Podcast.
Welcome to Ride With Me, episode 79. Today is May 28, 2022. Today's guest, he's been on the podcast before, my buddy from TikTok, Mark. I don't say the last name because I don't want to screw it
Clary.
Up. Clary, there it is. Mark Clary, he was on here about maybe back in, I'm going to say January. I think that week that I was on my way to go see my grandma, I think she had just passed away. We touched on the Cowboys, and then we touched on your daughter, her culture, and where I think, is it Sonora or
Zamora?
Zamora, okay, Zamora. And yeah, your daughter's pretty funny, dude. I love the video you posted the other day of you throwing the football. That was not 65 yards, bro.
Bro, that was you're right. I think it was 70 yards, man. You're right. Oh, I think I hit 70, man.
She called you out on that shit quick. That was funny, dude.
I know, man.
Honestly, dude, I see you raising your little girl, man, and you're doing a good job, bro. From my point of view, you're doing a good job. You know, there's some times where I teach my kids certain shit. Don't you know, they tell me, don't tell them to say that. I'm like, but it's fucking hilarious. It's not disrespectful. You know, like when my son, he's 13, right? And then I'll start poking the bear, and he'll come in, he'll grab my shirt from the chest and be like, you know what, little man? You know, so that's just like, that's his thing. You know what, little man? But
you know what's crazy is I actually have a 13-year-old daughter too.
Do you?
She doesn't like being in my videos, man. She's at an awkward age. And I've posted a couple of her figure skating and stuff like that.
I think I've seen some, yeah.
She is an elite figure skater, man, but she kind of stays out of the limelight of my videos. But man, I have fun with both of them.
Yeah.
I treat them both the same. The older one is actually a little funnier and a little crazier, dude. And that's what makes that. If you guys were to see her, oh man, I would probably be a bad parent if they could see that.
Nah, dude, my, like I told you before, my daughter, I mean, she was like, you know, 3 years old and hitting me on the side of the head with the wrestling belt and shit. And, you know, we're just being dads. Like I said, my kids, do they kind of, sometimes they sound like a little, they're being disrespectful, but they're goofing off. You know, like I said, my kid grabs me from the shirt and he tells me, you know what, little man, you want me to, or we're driving and I'll say something stupid and he'll grab the steering wheel. It's like, you want me to crash this car? But I know he's just, you know, fucking around. I know he's not really going to, you know, jerk the wheel for me to crash the car. I see that as funny, but, you know, I guess not everyone would see it as funny. Kind of like your last video, I saw you playing with water guns and shit. That was pretty cool. Your kids ambushed you. That was funny.
Yeah, man. Look, man, at the end of the day, with all the crazy shit going on in the world, we still got to have fun. We still got to be parents. And you know, we still got to move forward.
Yeah.
With much shit that's going on in this world. And, you know, what we learned a lot over the last couple of weeks is life is short, man.
Yeah.
Let's have some fucking fun, yeah, dude, while we're here, dude.
No, you're 100% correct. There's just too much bullshit. And it's sad that the last time you were on the podcast, we kind of touched on some sad bullshit.
Right.
And I mean, let's just fucking, I mean, I know I normally go 20, 30 minutes on just bullshitting, catching up, but you know what? Let's just rip the fucking Band-Aid and then just get to it, dude. This fucking shooting in Texas, man. How is Texas dealing with it?
You know, it's the same old story, man. We got sad. The sadness turns into anger. The anger turns into questioning. And, you know, it's a circle, man. It's just been a everlasting, big, humongous fucking circle, dude, that is starting to really need to come to an end, man. I sat up last night and watched Senator Ted Cruz talk at there was National Rifle Association big thing in Houston yesterday. He sat up there and said the same thing he said the last shooting, man. And we're fucking tired of it, bro. Listen, man. Our leaders, man, do the same thing over and over and over. And here's the problem. His speech yesterday talked about video games, talked about mental illness, talked about everything. But what I feel is one of the major problems, okay? And let me tell you why. Let me jump into this. I'm just going to jump into this shit, man. 10 years ago, I'm from Texas, okay? Right, I'm from Texas. We love our guns, man. I have guns. 10 years ago, man, I would have never said we need to ban the Air 15. I would have said, no, man, we just, you know, let me tell you something, man. My heart's changed. I'm going to tell you why. Look what happened. Look what happened in Uvalde, okay? While our Congress is talking about aliens and UFOs, two 18-year-olds are buying guns. Are buying AR-15s. Two 8-year-olds are buying AR-15s while we're talking about fucking aliens and UFOs.
Yeah.
But we don't need to reform gun laws. That 18-year-old takes that AR-15, okay, kills his grandma, gets into his car, gets in a shootout with police. We don't need gun reform. He gets into a school. The police of Uvalde are scared of this kid, an 18-year-old with an AR-15. But we don't need gun reform laws. He massacres the school, teachers, but we don't need gun reform laws. Let me tell you something, man. The AR-15, and I'm going to get a lot of hate for this, especially in the state of Texas. It either needs to be gone or we need to gun reform laws.
I just don't understand why civilians, I mean, not trying to piss anybody off or whatever, but this is freedom of speech, and I can lose listeners or not. I don't care. I don't understand why civilians need to carry a weapon that shoots 180 rounds a minute. Why?
Bro, they don't. Let me tell you. Okay. An AR-15 exit wound. I have my other hand holding my phone. The exit wound is the size of an orange or a little bigger. So it's a one-shot killer.
What the fuck?
Okay? You shoot an AR-15. Yes, and that's why. Okay, let me tell you. We don't need gun reform laws. These parents had to take DNA samples, swabs, before they went in that school to identify their kids. They couldn't even identify their kids after that shooting, man. They had to get DNA swabs.
Oh, my God.
Those exit wounds are so big, bro. It blows your head off, man. I'm just being real. I'm not trying to scare people. It's a one-shot killer gun, man. You put an 18-year-old, and as my leaders told me, with mental illness, that's another old topic. They could go into the sporting goods store as an 18-year-old, man, and walk out with an AR-15.
Yeah.
What do you do with an AR-15? AR-15s are killing machines. You don't hunt with AR-15s, bro. You shoot and kill people with AR-15s.
I was tripping out. I went to usually, you know, I went to get a haircut on Thursday, and usually the lady waits for my turn and we start speaking, right? Because I've known her for a few years now. I've done podcasts with her brother, with her son-in-law, and it's a trip that like I said, we'll gossip usually when it's my turn to sit down. Mark, my son is sitting in the chair. It's not even my fucking turn. We just got there, and the first thing she brings up is the school,
right?
Like, this is what everyone's talking about, and it's sad that she brought up another. She brought up she was talking to me, and she was telling me that she knew a lady in Juarez. All right, that lady in Juarez left Juarez to America, which, I mean, just crossing the gate, right, to live a safer life. Mark, to live a safer life, and that lady died in the fucking Walmart El Paso shooting.
Mm-hmm.
That lady went to have a better, she came to America to have a safer, the key word here is safer, and fucking dies in a mass shooting.
You know, I've reached, for some weird reason, Australia, I have a lot of following in Australia over the years. I don't know how it happened, but I got a lot of support and followers from Australia. And if you read their comments, they're like, are you okay, United States? Are you guys going to be okay? This is Australia talking about our country. Yeah. Like if we're in a war.
Yeah.
We're in a war amongst ourselves right now, man, which is almost scarier because we can't identify the enemy.
No.
And the enemies are young. It's Clary. How is Texas? How are you guys handling this? You know, Australia had one huge mass shooting in the 80s.
And that was it.
And now they reformed their gun laws. Okay, let me ask you something, man. Let me ask you, put it this way. These senators here and our Texas legislature just keep getting up and talking about everything but reforming gun laws. All I need, I just want one chance to ask them, man. We've been doing the same thing for years, and it's not working. And the people that keep voting for them, the most American thing they can do is hold them accountable. And I'm not talking about the person you didn't vote for. I'm talking to the person you voted for. You should hold them accountable first. I voted for you. I hold you accountable. And that's the problem with America. We're not holding our elected officials accountable. It's almost like a ball game, bro. We have Trump flags, Biden flags. We have all. It's like it's a sporting event. This isn't a game.
Yeah.
We are on the same team, bro. We're not competing. But we act like it's a game. Dude, Trump, what's crazy, man, they follow these leaders like sheep. They can do no wrong. And that's scary, man.
Yeah.
You Cruz, you Greg Abbott voters, hold them accountable, bro. I didn't vote for him. You voted for him. You hold them accountable. But no, they sit here and say, we need more guns. We need more safety measures. It's not working. I don't understand their philosophy and their thinking on it, man. It's not. It's. I know I'm laughing because it's become a point where it's insanity. They keep doing the same thing over and over and over, expecting different results.
Yeah.
But the same thing keeps happening, bro. And I know I'm a little excited right now, man. But golly, bro, I'm sick. I'm tired.
I've seen your videos. I've seen your videos, man, and I can see it. Some of them, it looks like you want to cry and shit. And like I said, I try not to get into current events, but these current events have now become a situation where, like, how the fuck do we explain this to our kids? How do we tell our kids that it's okay to go to school and not to worry about it? Dude, the mother of my kids hit me up a couple of days after the shooting and asked me how the boys were doing. You know, how are they doing? Sadly, they went to school like nothing. To them, it's right. I used an earthquake as an example. California has earthquakes. We move on the next day. United States has shootings. We move on the next day. It's sad. It's sad. And a lot, I mean, a lot, I was watching the video and I asked the lady for permission on her TikTok video if I can use her audio, but she never responded. So I'm not going to use the audio, but I'll share it to you later so you can hear it. But in this video, dude, she's talking about there's no discipline in this country, right? There's no discipline. Dude, you spank a kid, all of a sudden the freaking Child Protective Services shows up at your door. Freaking, you yell at a kid in public, they call the cops on you. Dude, these kids are getting to the point where I saw a video earlier on TikTok that I didn't think it was very funny, Mark. I didn't think it was very funny. The cop is holding his water bottle out of his, you know, he's holding his arm out of his hand, out of his car with the water bottle, right? This kid comes up to him and just yanked the water bottle out of it. Mark, if I would have fucking done that,
I know.
I would have gone home and got my ass whooped. I'm not saying my mom was the greatest fucking mother on earth, but I knew the fucking consequences. These kids aren't even afraid of the police anymore.
You know, man, it's almost like that's a whole other thing. You know what I'm saying? That's like a whole other conversation. I don't know. It could be. It might not be. What I mean is to me, that doesn't replace an 18-year-old kid shooting up 19 kids. But I agree with you. See, I still teach a certain amount of respect in this house. Now, I don't teach what I was taught a lot. I mean, look, let's be real, man. And am I wrong for it? I might be. I don't spank and I don't hit. And that stuff happened to me. And now I'm thinking, man, I what is it, you know?
Yeah.
And that's a very good point you brought up, man, the respect of the future generation. But we're raising them. It's our generation, man. It's those 18-year-olds, those are our kids.
Yeah.
That are killing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's I don't know, man. There's so many questions, and but like I said, this is if so. I've been reaching and I've been trying to get a hold of a Texas legislator. I know you've seen some of my videos.
Yeah.
There's some things I got to do and there's things I haven't planned. But the number one question I would have if I talk to them is this: it's summer 2022. Ted Cruz, Abbott, whoever else is there. I need one good reason to send my kids to school next year. This is why. This is why. It might be a fear mongering thing, but listen. If we can garner enough parents, especially here in Texas, to ask those tough questions to our Texas legislator, here's why. We make so much money off our kids going to school. The state of Texas. Guess what, Cruz? We're not going to send our kids to school anymore because we don't feel safe.
Yeah.
We come together as parents and put the pressure on them that way, bro. You know why? This talks. Money talks. We don't send our kids to school, Texas doesn't get paid. That's one of my measures, bro, is to bring fathers, moms together and say, hey, you know what? Fuck you, Cruz. We're homeschooling our kids.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Texas. We're homeschooling our kids because you haven't given me one reason to feel safe sending my kids to school. So fuck you and your money. And, dude, it's about money. You know it. I know it. We all know it. At the end of the day, it's about money.
Oh, that's why they
sent you. That's where I'm going to hit them, and that's where I'm going to attack them, man, is in their fucking pockets, bro.
Well, that's why they take families to court when they're not sending their kids to school.
Yes.
Because if education was an option, or like if it was up to you or not, why is it? It sounds like it's being forced. You know, you yes. got to send your kids to school. You have to.
Yes.
You know, it sucks in my and sucks for and like in our family, and I have friends that I've known since eighth grade. I have a friend that I've known since the fourth grade. They're teachers, bro. I fucking worry about them. I have yes. family members in my wife's family that are teachers. I worry about them. I fucking anybody, dude. I'm out in the public all fucking day, 5 days a week. Fuck, I'm worried for myself. I'm worried for my kids, dude. I had to buy a fucking police scanner because the crime out here is so bad yes. that I have to kind of know my surroundings. They're like, well, my wife's like, well, you won't know until it happens. I'm like, but at least I know to avoid the situation,
right?
You know, like I was in a cooler one day, and the owner of the store witnessed this, saw this guy outside, and the first thing the owner did was he closed the door and he locked it, bro. He locked it with us inside. I didn't know what was going on. I was doing my inventory inside the cooler. All of a sudden, I come out of the cooler and there's fucking cops inside his store. I'm like, what the fuck happened? Oh, a guy was going to run through here with a gun. There was no way for him to get out of that back store, bro. I was back there. He would have ended up in the cooler. I would have probably been his fucking, what do you call it? His, what's that fucking word? Hostage.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like, I got a police scanner to kind of know my surroundings and shit. But it's sad that we're getting to that fucking point. It's sad that you know, that my kids go to school the last couple of days. Was I worried? Honestly, it kind of sucks because it happens all the time. Apparently, my son's high school had a bomb threat fucking scare on Wednesday. You know? That's down the street. That's where my son goes to school and shit. Last night, my son had a cross country, what do you call those, banquets and shit. Was yeah. I worried dropping him off? Fuck yeah, I was. But am I gonna stop my son? Like you said earlier, am I gonna stop my son from living? 2020, this fucking COVID already ruined a bunch of fucking kids' lives. Mm-hmm. Are we gonna stop our kids from living? But how do we have the conversation? Look at these kids. There was two kids that survived this because they covered themselves in blood and played dead. They played dead, and one of the comments on the fucking Facebook post said, why didn't this kid lock the door? Shut the fuck up.
Dude, it's yes. I had that conversation with my daughter about covering her in blood, covering herself with someone else's blood. I had the conversation of when shit gets real, all those things you practice at school are getting thrown out the door, bro. People freeze, shit changes, bro. I mean, I know they practice these school shootings now, but when something really happens, bro, These are kids, man. I mean, I can tell my daughter 14 times to throw out the trash, bro. Doesn't mean she's going to throw it out tomorrow morning, dude. I can train her. So you're telling me that these kids are going to act properly when there's a school shooter? Come on, man. I mean, that's just another ploy. That's another thing they sell to us, man. Damn, shit, you throw that even to me and you, bro. If me and you, like I'm from El Paso, so I can say like the El Paso Walmart shooting, man, okay? Even like that as a grown man, how am I going to react? I don't know, dude. How am I going to react if I have my own concealed weapon? I don't know.
Bro, I'll probably shit myself. I don't know.
You're right. You're right. A lot of us would. A lot of us would. So now we're telling kids to follow these damn safety measures? No, bro.
Don't even the cops are afraid to go inside. You're expecting kids?
You know why the cops are afraid to go inside? Because we refuse to reform our fucking gun laws,
because
bro.
That kid's gun was bigger than theirs.
Yes. I can go back and use that line over and over, and I'm going to use that line. You find a reason. My friends, somebody give me a reason to go talk to these motherfuckers, bro. They need common sense. They need a human being that's in the real world. These guys have lost touch with reality, bro. Yeah. They're protected by armed guards. Their kids are protected by armed guards. We're not. Mine aren't. I need to bring you to my reality. And here's the scary part, too. Your kids, Senator, are going to be in the same world as my kids in the future, man. And you guys are fucking my kids' heads up. This PTSD, bro, there might not be PTSD as you think, but those kids are my kids, your kids, that keep hearing this shit over and over and over and over and over. Bro, it's coming, dude.
Go ahead.
I am so fired up about this. I'm not going to stop. Now, I'm going to continue to make some fun content, dude. I have to live life. But that doesn't mean I'm stopping the grind on the side to try to get to these motherfuckers, bro, and let them hear me. You know, dude, I will do whatever it takes in my body and my mind and my soul to get to these motherfuckers. They need, sometimes the people need a real man. They need, and I don't mean bad man. I mean a real human being that's lived this earth, that's lived the grind, that knows what's going on in his community, that's not looking at it from above, not hearing what my people are telling me. I'm in it. I live it. I'm here.
Yeah.
Ted Cruz, Greg Abbott. You need to speak to a motherfucker like me.
Yeah, no, I also saw an image the other day about this dad that he fucking pretty much stayed at the front door of the school all day.
Yes.
So what are we supposed to do, Mark? Quit our jobs to go protect our schools because these fuckers won't do it? I could be wrong. I'm just, you know, blowing smoke out of my ass, but do you think that instead of having, now it's to the point that instead of having military defending other countries, shouldn't we have a couple of soldiers now kind of defending our schools?
That's a valid question. I mean, that's valid. I mean, what we got to look into that. We got to look at the psyche of that too, man. Like, how do our kids feel getting educated in a war-torn type of nation? I mean, how much learning do you actually do? I don't know the answer to that one, man. That's a hard. I have my qualms about it, but I will tell you, here in Texas, there's three school districts around where I live that the teachers carry.
Nice.
Yeah. And when you walk into the school, it says teachers are carrying. It doesn't tell you which teachers are carrying. That's part of their thing. They don't even tell you. But whoever is carrying, they've gone through the training. They've gone through the right courses. But there's three school districts here that do have armed teachers around me.
That's good. That's good.
That's another question. Do you like that? I mean, do you like that?
I mean, if they're properly trained to defend our kids, bro, more power to them. I no joke, Mark. I don't own a gun. I've always been against guns. I've never witnessed a tragedy where I'm afraid of guns. No,
right,
dude. My wife's uncle, freaking, I meet him for the first time. We're in Adelanto, and he pulls out two guns as we're eating dinner, and I'm shitting in my pants, bro. I'm like I said, I'm shitting bricks. I'm like, oh, what does this guy want? He starts showing me how to take the gun apart. His mentality is this man is supposed to defend my niece and his kids, right?
Right.
He takes me outside, bro. I unload two clips on this fucking target. Ask me how many times I hit that target, Mark.
Right.
My hand was shaking so bad. You know what I mean? I got to the point where I told my wife, babe, I think it's time we fucking buy a gun. I never thought I'd ever say those fucking words.
Right. It's I have a video out there, man. I posted a video. I was live streaming. Okay. I was doing one of my lives. Let's just say this is my glove compartment. Okay.
Yeah.
I keep one in there. And during my live stream, someone walked up to me. And I ended up, I'll send you this video if I can find it, man. And what you see me do, man, you see me hold, click, and I'm right here. I was live streaming, so kind of was cool getting caught in the act.
Yeah.
Now, the guy was cool. He just had a question. But my point is, this is the world we live in, bro. This guy was 2 seconds away of me not knowing who he was. I have a pistol to a door, and he doesn't know that. If I grab here and I hold here, and I have it on video, man, because he caught me off guard. He walked up to my car and caught me off guard.
I went to go put gas last night because I drive a hybrid now, and I fucking forget that I need to put gas in some bitch, right? So I'm on my way to pick up my son. I'm on the 605 freeway. I'm hauling ass because I have to beat the time. I have to be there before 9 because trust me, today my LCD was kicking my ass. I'm like, where the fuck's Mark? Where the fuck's Mark? Where the fuck's Mark? You know? So I'm on my way there. I'm 80 miles an hour on the freeway, and the fucking gas light comes on, and I'm like, holy shit. But the beautiful thing is that once that light comes on, I still have 25 miles to get to the gas station.
Right.
So I end up getting to the gas station, and I see the lady attendant. She's yelling at somebody on the other side of the gas station, right? She's yelling at them, and this guy's being fucking weird. You know, like I've said it before, I'm more afraid of a human being than I am of an animal. And so this guy comes around the gas, the office, whatever, the station, and he's coming towards me. My first reaction is, the fuck does he want? And two, do I hit him with my car? Do I get in my brand new car, reverse this some bitch, and hit him in the car? Because I don't know his intentions.
I'm telling you.
You had your gun,
dude.
I had my car, you know?
I'm telling you, dude.
I'm not going to. And my son's like, what's wrong, Dad? Nothing, mijo. You just play on your phone. I don't want to worry him. You know what I mean? I don't want to worry him. I just picked him up from his banquet. I don't want him to know that this is a fucking weirdo guy coming towards us, acting weird, that I don't know what his intentions are. And the only weapon I have it with me is my car.
It's. Dude. I mean, let's be real, man. How many times do I don't know if you have Targets, Walmarts close to you where you do your shopping. But how many times, when you go in now, do you just scope out the scene? Do you scope out around you? Do you looking for a certain, what are we looking for? We don't even know what we're looking for. That's the thing.
Mark, even though it's cornered, right? You're in the corner. Like, for example, we go and eat, and I pick a spot where you can see the entire restaurant.
Right. A lot of us do now.
And you're cornered. But you're cornered because you have nowhere to go. But you can see everything. You know what I mean? Like I went to there's this freaking delicious spot that we have here in La Puente. It's a sushi place. I won't pronounce the name because I won't say the name because they didn't sponsor this episode. But it's fucking delicious, right? And we were paying our bill. We're paying our bill, and this guy is like, you know, I've been waiting. Like, he's being disrespectful to the ladies and shit. And in my mind, it's like, you know, he's getting crazy, right? And I'm like, here's my mentality kicks in. It's like, do I walk out and defend and follow my family? Because I told my kids, the first thing when I saw him getting kind of heated, I told the wife, okay, go to the car. And I gave them my keys. Go. Get out. You know what I mean? Normally, we're there paying the bill, whatever the case would be. We're chilling. Get out. Go. Because this guy's getting hostile, right? Then my next instinct is, do I try to interfere and say, hey, bro, calm down, and maybe get shot at? Or let two defenseless females handle the shit? I did not feel like a man walking out, Mark.
You know what, man? It, nothing. If you trust your gut, You're probably right, man. Look, dude, you got a family. First and foremost, you got a family that you got to take care of, man. And that's where, you know, it gets a little weird and decision making time. You know, who do we save? Who do I need to be here for? I mean, why are we even put in these positions to begin with, man? I hear you. I hear you 110%, man.
A family dinner could have resulted in me probably getting shot or stabbed.
Right.
For defending the two defenseless women. But when I kind of saw them kind of holding their own, bro, I was like, okay, you know what? My family's outside. We're in the car. I paid my bill. I'm out.
Let me tell you something, man. We're at McDonald's. Me and my two daughters and my wife. And it was crowded. They were taking forever. And I'm chill, bro. If you don't mean, man, I don't care. What's it going to change if I go up there and yell at somebody for hurrying up? This gentleman, let me put it to you in perspective. He looked like Mike Tyson and exactly big, intimidating. He started going crazy. Now, let me put it, if you don't know me, I'm about 6 feet, 6'1", about 230, okay? This guy overpowered me, bro. And he starts yelling, going off, walking behind the counter, okay? This other man who was probably 5'4", 5'3", with a little girl, starts recording him. And I look at the man and I said, I went like this, don't, dude. It's going to set him off even more. I call him Mike Tyson because that's how I tell the story when I was talking to other people. Mike Tyson looks and sees that man recording.
Oh, no.
Walks straight at him, bro. His little girl starts crying. I tell my wife and kids, get out. I stepped in between Mike Tyson and this little man. I looked at him in the eyes. And you just talk from your heart sometimes. I said, sir, let's just walk out of here together, man. I'm with you, man. Now I'm talking to Mike Tyson like this.
Yeah.
Let's just walk out of here together, man. And I calmed him down a little bit, bro. But in the heart of the moment, you know, I'm about to fight Mike Tyson, bro. This is my time, man. And luckily, within about a minute after that, the cops came in and handled the situation. And let me tell you what's funny. When I walked outside, it was crowded. Okay? No one intervened. About three or four people inside, customers inside McDonald's came out and talked to me. And when they go, that's one of the bravest things I've ever done, man. And I was like, they were like, that's one of the bravest things I've ever seen. And I said, guys, man, I said, where were you? I got mad at them. Did you not see the fear in my eyes, guys? I was like, I needed help too, man.
I shit my pants.
Yeah. So what my point is that, dude, we never know what we're going to do.
Yeah.
But I looked at this man and his little girl, the one that was about to get beat up, and I was like, I have to get in between them. I have to. I'm probably the second biggest guy in the store at the time besides Mike Tyson. I was like, okay, all right, Mike, I'm going to try my best to talk to you like a grown adult. The cops thanked me. The customers thanked me. Bro, at the end of the day, dude, why am I even doing that, man?
Adding the word hero next to Mike Clary's name is not going to bring their dad back, bro.
Right. Right. And that's what I told you. Right. You're 100% right, dude.
Because I'm sorry for all the losses. Sorry for the teachers that passed away. They fucking protected as many kids they could. If it wasn't for them, there'd probably been more casualties. But adding the word hero next to their name is not going to bring them back. Look at that poor husband that died of a fucking heart attack. That was a heartbreak. Bro. He died of a broken heart.
They were high school sweethearts, man.
Yeah. 20 plus years, 25 years
ago. Dude, that's a typical heart died of a heartbreak, man. Yeah. It's one thing after another. It keeps getting worse. The stories keep coming unfolding about how these cops reacted. It just gets worse.
I listened to a morning show out here, and it's obviously what got me the name. And I've known them for over 10 plus years already. They make me part of their show sometimes. They call me. They ask me to do shit. But the host of the show continues to say that he's tired of hearing Uvalde strong, El Paso strong, Santa Clarita strong. USA, strong, 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 strong. He is getting kind of old. Like that coach said, I'm tired of the 10 seconds of silence. I'm tired of it. If you watch that video, it was fucking good for him.
You know, the nicest man on TikTok, I don't know if you follow him. He's a verified creator. His name is Ed Dudes. Look him up. He's one of the nicest guys on TikTok. That's almost his name, is the nicest guy on TikTok. You'll never hear him say a bad word. This guy went off yesterday.
Damn.
The nicest guy on TikTok went off, cussed, yelled, screamed. And, dude, that, if anything, lets people look, man, this is where we are. It's done. And our elected officials still don't fix the problem, man. Look, I'm a gun owner. I live in Texas. We need to reform our gun laws. Guys, I don't know how much more I can tell you, man. It's not going to save every crime. It's not going to stop all mass shootings, man. It's not. I'm not saying that. But it's going to cut them down. It's going to make us feel it's going to protect us a little bit. We're going to be able to protect ourselves against somebody carrying a shotgun instead of an AR-15. It's AR-15s are built to murder people. I'm telling you, man, that's what they're for. And if anybody tells me different, I'll tell you to go fuck yourself, man. I'm telling you, I will. I'll tell you to your face. I'll tell our elected officials that if I ever get a chance. They're made to slaughter human beings, bro. And if you want evidence, just look up mass shootings and type an AR-15 next to it.
I was a little worried yesterday because I'm like, I normally don't have facts. I just fucking, we just go, right? We just record.
Right.
But this is a serious topic. This is a serious conversation. Like I said, I don't try to get into current affairs, but this is our children we're talking about here now.
Right.
And I Googled the rounds. That's why I knew that it's 180 right. rounds per minute. You know, I even hit up my officer brother-in-law to give me information, like details on shit. Right? He's like, I'm on the clock right now. I'm like, you're a useless fucking cop right now. You know. But even him as a cop, bro, I see him with a pistol. I don't see him walking around with an AR-15, whatever they're called. You know right. what I mean? They're walking around a pistol. It's only when shit gets crazy that they have to go open their trunks and shit or bring the bigger truck.
Why is that? Because they want to kill that person.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. If I'm correct, the police officer's guns, if I think he told me correctly, when that Trader Joe's incident happened a few years back or 5 years back, the guns that they carry, they're not, the bullets aren't meant to exit. They're meant to hit and stick, and that's it. They're not meant, if I'm correct.
Which rounds?
The ones that the police officers have.
Right.
So I don't want to say I'm going to put myself in the cop's shoes, and that's when they didn't run inside, but they were afraid because that kid's gun was bigger than theirs. That kid had a bigger cock, just saying, than bro, they did.
Because we refuse to reform our gun laws. Listen, man, that kid went into that store walked out with an AR-15, okay? I walk in that store, I need a fishing license. To go fish.
Dude. Okay?
He can walk around on my city with his AR-15 wrapped around his shoulder without a gun license. I made a video that didn't talk nothing about, I don't know if you saw it. I said, hey, I need a fishing license to fish in Texas. And nobody got it. If you look at the comments, they're like, ha, ha, ha. I made that video for a point, dude. I want people to use their freaking brains, but we don't.
That's
our common sense.
That's the one thing that the lady that cut my hair on Thursday said the same thing. She said it takes me 2 years to get a haircut license. I have to study for 2 years
bro.
To get a haircut license to cut hair.
Hey,
to cut hair. And this guy can walk out with a fucking gun on his 18th birthday.
And he carry it. On his shoulder. I mean, dude, but our Second Amendment rights, our guns. Listen, man, this is another question. Give me one common sense answer why an 18-year-old should have an AR-15 without telling me because it's his constitutional rights. Tell me one reason, because all they tell me is his constitutional rights. That's their only answer when I ask people that question. I want someone to tell me a common sense answer. Don't tell me why an 18-year-old needs an AR-15 without saying it's his constitutional rights. Give me one. You fucking can't, man. That's sad. It's our constitutional rights, man.
Didn't that kid in, was it Florida or whatever, that kid recently, the 18-year-old kid also, they got fucking dismissed from court because his fucking rights to conceal a weapon?
That's what I'm saying. Even if how close he was to a school proximity or whatever, dude, it blows my... Florida's not that much different from Texas, okay? Let's just be real.
When it was Florida, right? It was Florida?
Yeah, when it comes to our elected officials. Texas, Florida, Arizona, a lot of good... We need our Second Amendment. We need our constitutional rights, man. Dude, I'm getting sick of it. I'm getting sick and tired of that being their answer. Oh, we need to protect ourselves from the government. Bro, we're not trying to protect ourselves from fucking Great Britain, man, okay? Dude, and you know what? People tell me it's a test. They're gonna attack. Listen, man, I hate these conspiracies. I really do. I'm sick and tired of them, man. I'm sick and no one, dude. It's money. It's money. It's lobbyists. Do you know how much Ted Cruz made last year off gun lobbyists? He made on kickbacks about $200,000. Greg Abbott, I think $250,000. Of kickbacks from gun lobbyists. It's about money, man. Until we freaking get the evil out of money, dude, we cannot move forward. And that's why I'm going to tell them we're keeping our kids out of fucking school, man, until you reform the gun laws, bro.
Yeah.
I need to get people on that board with me, bro. But the problem is I'm in Texas, right?
Yeah.
Half the people in Texas hate me, bro. I look like this. They, you know, we as humans, we stereotype people, right? I look like this. I'm white. I got a beard. I look a certain persona. I get it, but I'm against everything a lot of those guys stand for.
I showed my wife. She asked me one day, so who's going to come on your podcast? And I told him that first appearance of yours. And I said, yeah. Oh, this guy, why? Right? And I'm showing him the videos of you and your kid, and you know, whatever. All she's thinking about is shaving your fucking beard.
I mean, look, when I put out a video, if I put out a video today explaining we need gun reform laws, okay, I'm in Texas. That comment section you're going to see is going to be hating me. And I'm okay with it, man. Look, my job is not to appease the people. My job is to raise a family and make them be safe. If someone else can't see that, I'll do everything in my power to change that. I'm telling you, man, we need more people with common sense in this world to make rules affecting our children.
The podcast that we recorded first back in the podcast title was called Common Sense.
Right.
It's Common Sense. Right.
Your fucking law degree doesn't mean shit to me, man, if kids keep getting slaughtered. Your senator, your title that's next to your fucking name, it doesn't mean shit to me, dude, if our kids keep getting slaughtered, bro. You telling me thoughts and prayers doesn't mean shit to me, dude.
That's what that basketball coach said. Being
slaughtered, man.
That's what I'm telling you, dude.
They refuse. So I'm going to try to find a way to hit them in their pockets. And my first idea is with the kids in school. That's my first idea, man.
My buddy hit me up. He was talking about fucking drunk drivers and shit. He's like, you don't feel bad each time a drunk driver kills an innocent person. And because I sell beer. And, right. You know, I think about it, and my response was, you know, at the moment was like, I got to feed my family, you know?
Right.
He's like, that's fucked up. The Bible says this, but I know he's just fucking right. around. But you then, after the joking part gets, you know, done with, you start to think about it, and it's like, I didn't put the beer in his hand, you know? I didn't tell him to drink and drive, so I really don't. I can't feel bad. I want to know how that motherfucker feels that after he fucking gave a fucking 18-year-old a gun that killed a bunch of fucking people. Where's that right. Some bitch?
You know, here's a sad thing of reality, what's going to happen here. This story's not over yet, man. Somewhere, and I hate to say this, and I hate even talking about this, but within the next 6 months, one of those officers is going to hurt themselves because they can't live with what they did. This story's not over yet, dude. It's just the beginning, man. There's that town is so is so together. Look, Uvalde's a small town, bro.
Okay? I've never even known Uvalde.
I think it's close to 15,000 people. When you break that down, it's they all know each other. I got one of my best friends is from Uvalde. He knew three of the families that were affected in the shooting. I think I sent you a message, didn't I?
You did. I wasn't going to bring it up, but you did.
Yeah, no, that's fine, man. But yeah, so it's a real tiny town, and he had a lot, and he went to explain about how everybody pretty much knows everybody. If you don't, you know somebody that knows them.
Yeah.
Dude, think about this, man. You're at a cookout. You're at a barbecue. A year later, one of the officers walks in. We're fucking fighting, bro. It's this. What's happened there, dude, is not going away probably forever.
Those cops lost all respect of the town.
They lost. Yeah, that's what I mean. Now your police force has zero respect. I mean, the whole – dude, it's – I went to their Facebook page. Oh, my God.
Hatred?
Totally. Up and down the comment section, bro. Uvalde Police Department is getting absolutely destroyed. Just if you get a chance, man, if you want to just read some stuff, Uvalde Police Department on Facebook, it's wide open. It's public. It might not be public this morning. I don't know, dude, because it was getting hammered.
Dude, but after I post this episode, they're going to get about 50 new posts because my listeners are going to go fucking talk shit.
Hey, I mean, that's what happens, man. So, yeah, the story's just the horror story has just begun, and with that city, and we're going to see the repercussions of that in the next following year and years, and I it's just... Yeah, maybe one, two officers. We're gonna see some bad shit, man. It's how even in their own heart they got to live with that. They were hearing gunshots go off while they were standing outside the school, man. They're gonna
because
live with that, man.
He had a bigger gun.
We don't need to reform our gun laws, though, bro. Do we?
No, I guess not.
I can go. I can. I, dude, listen. I have a. I wrote a whole speech out on the night of the shooting. That if I ever got a chance to get in front of our Texas legislators, I'm always prepared, man. When it comes to shit like that, I've done public speaking numerous times for my community, for schools. Either when it was about suicide awareness, I did a speech on marijuana an advocate for marijuana use. And then obviously I've been kicked out of my city council meetings a couple of times, dude. They don't like facts, man. And if I'm telling you, my biggest thing I'm going to do is with the kids and not going to school next year. If I can get a big enough following on that, man, it's going to be to try to get in their pockets to reform gun laws. That's why I'm doing it. That's. And let me tell you, did you see Senator Cruz's answer to that reporter?
I don't really have cable.
Came up to Senator Cruz that's from across the pond and was like, why does this not stop happening? And Senator Cruz did not have an answer, and he said, why is it always political to you all? And the reporter said, it's a pretty ideal question. Why does it keep happening in America? Ted Cruz walked away. Bro.
Oh, wait. I think I did see that video on Facebook. I think I did. I thought it was a cop. Not, I think they asked the cop the same question. He couldn't answer it.
Bro. This is my senator. Answer the fucking question, dude. Yeah. So my plan is to get to them, to listen, to be heard. And, oh, dude, I got a lot of shit up my sleeve, man. And I'm going to use it against them. If I ever get that chance.
I asked you to come on the podcast because I see the emotion in your videos, bro. And you, this is a lot closer to you than it is to me. And I woke up the next morning and I had to throw my phone across the room because I'm sick and tired of the images of the little kids, man. I know I shared it. I said, what the fuck, America? But, now you start seeing the victims' names and this. And then, like, 2 days, like you said, this is going to continue. This story is going to continue. 2 days later, the man dies of a heart attack, of a broken heart, yeah. Not a heart attack. Yeah. So you're right. Yeah. The story will continue. This is not going to end. This is not. I think with this shooting being one of the worst ones in over 10 years, I don't think people. I think people are going to be like, enough's enough, and they're not going to stay. Let this. They're just not. Like I said yesterday, these mass shootings are just like an earthquake. The next day, you're like, whatever. I don't think this one's going to be like what, just like whatever. It's going to be talked about for a long time until shit changes.
Look, man, this is Memorial Day weekend, right? I'm trying to avoid a school shooting Memorial weekend in the future. Because if we don't act on this shit now, bro, there's going to be a fucking 3-day weekend somewhere in America where we remember our kids that were slaughtered in American schools if we don't act on this shit, bro. That's where we're headed. That's what's happening. And it seems like the only people that don't see it are our elected officials, man, that are supposed to work for us. It's coming, bro. It's coming.
Nah, I fucking believe you. I believe it, dude. I believe you. I believe it. It's crazy, dude. Like, I mean, when I was in high school, the only one we had was the Columbine, and I think that was the one that opened the door for all these other ones.
Yeah, you know, interesting enough, we talked about bullies being bullied, man, earlier. You know, I don't know if you saw the interviews, but this kid wasn't bullied. He was a bully.
I guess he was killing animals too.
Yeah, and he was bullying. He was a bully in school, man. It's not like he was the typical school shooter, quiet, kind of getting bullied, harassed. This kid was a bully. So, and that's coming from reports from my from high school kids that I listened to talk.
Yeah,
from Uvalde, they said no, he was a bully. We knew he was a bully. So this that's a little twist, you know, compared to the past shooters, the past, you know, Columbine, you know, like you said, what was that dude? That one in Sandy Hook, bro, was just gory, man. But like I said, man, like we said 14 million times in this podcast,
and keep them coming.
Gun reform laws, but we're not gonna change our gun reform laws, man.
A few years back, maybe 2-3 years ago, we had a shooting just down the street because it was here in California. It was I drive by this town once a month when I take my kids to visit their mom because I dropped them off in Valencia and then she takes them for the weekend. And around that time, my little one, I mean, dude, he can, like I said, he can be a bully, dude. He can, but he likes to bully like his brother, and sorry, and his brother likes to get. He allows him to get under his skin, so that when that shooting happened in Santa Clarita, Valencia area, I had to sit them both down, man, and I had to tell, you know, Julian, I'm like, dude, enough, man. You one day you're gonna bully the wrong person, and they're not gonna like it, and then, you need to stop that bullshit because one day, you're gonna be someone's fucking target, and it sucks that I had to have that conversation with him. But I told him, you're going to be someone's target. And then I paid my attention over to the other guy, to the other side. And I'm like, you need to stop letting shit get under your skin. You need to stop letting him get under your skin. You get so pissed off, so heated that I don't need you to be the shooter.
Right.
It sucks that I had to have this conversation with them. As my wife was looking at me like, the fuck, did you just compare them to fuck? You know, like. This right. is what it can lead to, though, you know, and I don't want him to get so pissed off that he feels he needs to go, you know, all the kids that bullied him in school and he has to go fucking shoot them or whatever. Like one day he said some kid was picking him at school and I told him, you want me to cook his ass? I'll commit the felony for my son.
Right.
You
know? Right.
Like, fuck. Right. I'll go fuck him up for you, mijo, because I don't need right. him to do it. You know what I mean? And lately he hasn't had any issues with bullies. He hasn't brought up anything. I think because he's hanging out with the cross country team and shit, so he's
cool.
He's doing good. The other one, I mean, his little bullying has kind of calmed down a little bit, but I had to have that conversation. It sucks that these are the conversations we're having with our kids.
Yeah, man. Those are tough conversations, man. The bullies being bullied. You have places set in school for anti-bullies and stuff, man, and I don't think they're trained either. I don't look. Our teachers are so low paid, man. Most of them are doing it for the love of the education. They love where they want to help the kids out, man. So you know, now we ask them to be counselors. We ask them to be psychologists. We ask them to be protectors of our kids, bro. And I don't know where you're at. We're talking about 35,000 to start, up to maybe 70,000. I don't know across country the salaries of them are. And now in some places, including here in Texas, we're asking them to have guns. I mean, dude, I don't know, man. If you want me to be a teacher in today's world with the lack of respect these kids show, with everything else going on, you better be paying me six figures at least, man, to be an educator in America, bro.
Yeah.
And that's the truth. And yeah. And my heart goes out to them. You know, I respect them for that. But I want to throw something else in there, man. You know, Texas banned abortions, right? Because we love our kids. We won't reform gun laws, though. We want our kids born. These kids have a voice. They need to be born. They need to be brought into this world. But once they're here, man, let's not fucking protect them, because we need our fucking AR-15s. I'm telling you, man, it's money, it's power, and that's all. They don't give a fuck about our kids, bro. People need to wake up. Right, left, center. I don't care what side you're on, man. That those things contradict each other, bro. When you tell me you care about an embryo, a heartbeat, you want that baby in this world, then you fucking protect it with all your power. You reform our gun laws to our kids are safe in school, our police officers safe. I can go to the grocery store without worrying about getting an AR-15 put in the back of my brain, bro. My wife can go to the grocery store because so an 18-year-old kid cannot go into a gun store and buy an AR-15 because we refuse to reform our gun laws.
Yeah. Mark, I'm going to probably end this podcast.
Right on.
You know, you came on to talk about exactly what you needed to talk about. Like I said, I've seen your videos, and you're a really passionate man for what you're trying to do. You know, you love your kids a lot. I've seen you play with your daughter. You know, you're a family man, and getting emotional in your videos and shit. It's like, that's, I know you mean well, and I know you mean you want to fix this fucking problem. So all power to you, man. Kudos to you to fucking go do it, knock it out. But I have one question that I've had for the past like 57 minutes. Is that Jason Momoa in the back?
Yes, bro. So check this out. You know what his last question was? We're all being serious. And he goes, is that Jason Momoa behind you? Look it. Look who's sitting next to me. So guys, if you're watching and listening, my wife has been sitting right next to me. This is her gaming station. We are gamers. And she has Jason Momoa in her gaming station, man. That's awesome, dude. I love that. I love how you bring the into this. Thank you for the smile, man, because this was emotional. It needs to get emotional, and we still need to laugh and live our lives. And don't ever forget that, guys.
Never.
Don't ever forget that.
Never. Mark, Clary, thank you for coming on the podcast again, bro. Say hi to your wife. I saw her earlier.
Say hi, baby.
Say hi. Well, we can't hear her, but we can see her. And, bud, I will post this in a bit. And like I end every podcast, Mark, thank you for riding with me.
Yes, sir. Much love, man.
Thank you for listening to Ride With Me, the Flat Tire Indie Podcast. You can also listen to us on iTunes, Spotify, and Podbean.